Hello again, and thank you for being able to take time out of your long day to be able to tune into that. In today's episode, I will be talking about how music can play a big role in the life, especially as an athlete, and the pros of it. For example, I am a track and field athlete for my school, Dominican University, and student life can be tough, honestly. I'll not lie to you. There are a lot of days I'll be super tired coming to class from early morning practices, and I feel like I'd want to take a quick nap during class because I'm so tired, or just always fatigued. And there's a lot of times I'll just be super tired, or you can get injured. For example, I used to play cross country as well, and. I used to play cross country my freshman and sophomore year of being here at Dominican, but my cross country career was cut short, unfortunately, because during my sophomore season, I'm a junior now, so that was last year, but my cross country season was cut short, unfortunately, because I had shin splints in both of my legs, and that isn't the worst injury one can have. But unfortunately, I just had rushed back into sports way too fast, and I tried, I did, I did, of course, try to make sure my injuries are fine. I iced out. I got into an ice bath. I would always try to stretch out my calves and make sure my legs were always good and making sure to try to be healthy. But I guess I rushed back into it too soon. And they got re-injured and just kept going back and forth of thinking I was fine and then coming back too soon and not being fine, in which it pretty much ended my running career. And of course, I've since then tried strengthening my legs and all that, but I'm not gonna lie, it took a really big mental toll on me. It really brought down my mental state for a while there because I was like, damn. Running's been my whole life. I've been running as a cross country and track and field athlete since I was 14. I'm 20 now. So, like, just all of a sudden taking cross country out of my life was just felt so weird. I gotten so used to being a runner. So, just all of a sudden not being a runner anymore felt so foreign to me, It just was so weird. I just didn't know what to do because now I had so much free time. Also, I would see on my app, like my old teammates just running around. And I'm like, God damn, I really wish I was out there, Like, I just was really missing it and it sucked. And since then, I've been able to get more peace of mind. But for a while, that was just really, it really took a toll on me. And luckily, I'm still able to participate in track and field. But I feel like that music really can help in its own way, too. Not gonna lie. For example, when I would be, laying in my bed, let's say, or just relaxing, or I just got back from classes, or whatever the reasoning may be, but when I would come back and during that time period of when I was injured, that when I would just be kind of hanging out by myself, or if it may be with a friend or my girlfriend or whoever it may have been with, or just by myself, that. When I would try to hang out and just kind of relax, that I would always listen to music or my favorite type of music or whatever my favorite song had to be that ended up being at the time. But I listened to music because I felt like it really just took my attention away from feeling the pain or fatigue, and that I would just kind of get lost in the melody of the music. And for example, I would listen to a few of my favorite songs. For example, I'm gonna pull up on my phone right now, actually, some of my favorite music and use it as an example. But I will listen, like I mentioned last episode, I listen to, Post Malone a lot. He's one of my top favorite artists. So I would listen to him or listen to Migos. The Migos are a rap group and they recently disbanded, but I enjoy a lot of their music, or Snoop Dogg. There's a few artists that are kind of more from the older era, but I've always felt that music, when it comes to fatigue or just, injury, can really take your mind and divert it to a more positive place. Because, like I said last episode, when I would listen to a certain song, I would think of a happier time, right? And when I would get lost in the music and kind of just hang out, you know, that I'll just kind of get lost in the background music, what the artist is saying. And there would be a few times I would be so tired, I would take a quick nap. And I would take a nap, and I would totally forget I was listening to music, so I would be listening to music while I fall asleep. And I would just kind of nod off, and then wake up from my nap and totally have forgotten that I was injured. And the fact that the music that I listened to had that much of a power to kind of take my mind and distract it for a second was really impactful, because I was really down to the dumps during that time period. And even though it might have been 5 minutes, 10 minutes, however long it might have been, music was able to distract me from that pain of and really bring me a, even though temporary, a peace of mind. But also, speaking of sports, I feel that music outside of injury-related topics when it comes to sports, that I feel that music can really motivate and push you in the right moments. And I really feel like that really plays a part, especially when it comes to being an athlete. And when it comes to practice, could be, you know, before race day or whatever the situation may be. But I always felt, ever since I started really playing and taking sports seriously, I always felt like music played a heavy part in my music. In my, not, sorry, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean music. I meant sporting career. Played a big part in my music career. Sorry, I'm so sorry. I'm tired today. I meant my sporting career. And it does so, for example, for being at Dominican, I have weights in the morning. I go to the gym Tuesday, Thursdays with my team from, I'd say, about 7 to 9 in the morning. And we always have music playing in the background, no matter what workout we're doing. You know, I could be out there bench pressing, deadlifting, no matter what workout I may be doing, there's always seem to be, my coach always plays music, and I always feel like I am motivated from said music. So I always feel like I just feel pushed and wanting to be stay in the zone, and I just feel internally motivated from said music. So I just get into the vibe of the music, and I just want to keep pushing. If I'm, like, for example, bench pressing, and I'm starting to feel really fatigued, and I'm on like my fifth rep, that I'll hear the music on computer, and so I'm like, ah, you know, just bump two more out, and then finish, and I'll feel really motivated. Or if it's before a race, for example, in high school when I used to play cross country, I would always listen to certain music that kind of got me hyped, like certain rap songs or whatever it may have been. I don't remember all the music I listened to back then, but I always remember it on the bus ride over to wherever the track meet might have been, or cross country race, that I always play listen to music. And I feel also that also music can like really tighten you too with some people too. For example, I have this really fun memory about, I'd say I was in sophomore year high school, sophomore or junior year, I forget, but I have a memory of on the bus ride over to a cross country race. And I think you guys would know the song Sweet Caroline. And I remember that song would always be our, like, you know, quote unquote team song, because it's such a song you like would want to sing to. And one of my teammates would always like stand up, play a song, and then we'd always end up all singing together on the bus ride over. And I remember once I had was listening to my own music, kind of just minding my business in the back of the bus, and I remember that song Sweet Caroline came on, and I was like, oh shoot, Sweet Caroline come on, you know. And I remember like connecting to my speaker, and I played it, and I yelled up into it. I was like, come on, everyone's get into it. And then we ended up singing the song two times over, and it was just really fun. I really look back on that memory positively, and it was so cool that one song was able to connect us through sports. And because I wasn't super tight with every single teammate, but the fact that that song, no matter if you're super close, best friends, not close at all, or just acquaintances because we play the same sport, that the song just brought us together and we didn't care, and we just sung loudly and sung proudly. And I always think back about that song positively, and it's just moments like those that that it's just a simple song, right? You don't always think about music in your day-to-day life, but the fact that it has the power to do so through sports is kind of insane to me, not gonna lie. But also, I feel like that can connect to when it comes to emotion in sports, like how I mentioned earlier, when it comes to, injury, how I was super sad during that time period and all of that. And how, like how I also mentioned when I was, working out and I am getting super fatigued to bench press, that I feel like certain music can really invoke or enrich an emotion that really can just branch off into the right mood that is, I guess, sports. And I think that is possible because, for example, like how I mentioned earlier with the whole listening to music during workout sessions, that like I'm in a mood, like I'm tired, I'm trying to hit reps, hit PR, personal records, I'm really working out, pushing my limit, and I'm in a certain gym mood, and music being able to provoke that emotion of being like, yeah, I can do one more rep of a bench press or whatever, is so fascinating to me. For example, there's been a few times I've went to the gym outside of because I have to for sports, that I've gone for free time or just because I wanted to further my strength and so on. And I'll be listening, and there's been a few times I'll go to the gym and I might have a super stressful day from school or someone said something and I didn't like it, like there's been days I'll go to the gym and I'm just really not in the mood, like I'll just be super sad or just be super distracted, and I just don't feel in it to win it immediately. But then I'll like look through my phone, look through Spotify when I am getting ready to start working out, and I'll cue a few songs on Spotify, and I'll be taking my time stretching out, and eventually I'll get ready to start working out, and then whatever songs I may have chosen, or if I have a playlist or whatever the mood, the music I might have picked, but usually the music I'll pick is tend to be rap during my weights, because I feel that rap provokes the right emotion for me personally. And I feel like I just want to push myself. And especially like there's been a few songs that like one technique I like to use for when it comes to like certain rap songs is that if I know I'm squatting, like let's say on my leg day, I know I'm gonna be squatting, that I'll choose some songs that have a really big beat drop in the beginning, then that's when the artist starts rapping. And there'll be a few times I'm trying to set a personal record on squats, and squatting can be super tough, honestly. After a while, when you have like put a lot of weight on there, it definitely kicks your butt when it comes to leg workouts. And there'll be a few times I'm like, oh, I'm really not looking forward to this, like I can't imagine doing this right now. Like, I'll get in my head about it. Then I'll listen to a few couple songs, and I'm like, yeah, I'm really in the mood, I can do this. I'll hit the squat, and I'm like, oh, I'm so proud of myself. Yeah, I just did that, And it still fascinates me how, like, I went from, oh, I don't know, to, yeah, I can do this. And honestly, that's why I think music can play a big part when it comes to sports in general. And that's why I really enjoy listening to sports when it comes to track meets and so on. And that when I'm on my way to track or track meet or just hanging out with friends on the track team or however the situation may be, that I always just enjoy listening and making sure track music is a part of my sports life. And hopefully today's episode has entertained you people or the people at home listening to this. And I hope you guys continue to have a great day. And see you next time.